This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
There I was completely wasting, out of work and down.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Alex Jones here. I'll be with you until about 15 minutes into the hour, and then I'm going to hand the baton to Paul Joseph Watson, doing an able job there from London, England, hosting the InfoWars Worldwide transmission. But if you just joined us, I was asking, I know people are tuning in every millisecond, I was just asking Paul Watson, Trump does some things I don't like, and we've talked about it. But also, when he changes a view on something, he generally changes it to a better position. He flip-flops to something better. So it's not a flip-flop. As he gets more info, he changes it. It's not like, oh, I'm against the TPP, but my wife helped write it for George, you know, W. Bush, like Ted Cruz. I'm not attacking Cruz. I'm just saying it's not snakily done. Like, he's like, I want to torture ISIS people to find out where their bases are. And we should do that under Bush, right? It's legal. And they're like, no, sir, it's not. Well, I still think we should, but all right, I won't. I mean, the more I learn about Trump, he is almost like a hillbilly rich or something with all the gold and palaces behind him and stuff. I mean, he's almost like a free market patriot version of almost like a reality TV show or something, which we know he's all been part of. He's a maniac, but I mean that in a good way. And the whole system being against him for real means we have to ask, why are they so scared of him? Everybody keeps asking this question. They say, oh, he's channeling the populist anger. That's what they're scared of, is the populist anger getting basically fulfillment and then giving us confidence. That's 10% of it. That we start seeing we can get some change, we'll really start understanding how much power we have as a people, for every race, color, and creed, working for human liberty. No, it's something bigger. It's Donald Trump. Because they could let somebody else ride a populist wave. They could attack somebody else, you know, here and there to get populist people behind them. With Trump, I'm sure it's legitimate and bona fide. And it just makes me ask, what is it? Paul Watson, we're going to break in a moment, but I want to ask you, you're a smart guy. I really want your views. I ponder on this. I think this is the answer to so much. What is it he's doing? David Knight would say, wants to target TPP, doesn't like China having unfair trade deals with us, and he's a nationalist. What do you think, Paul?
I think, Alex, they're just petrified of anyone they don't control. And the fact that he's so unpredictable, that's devastating to them. That absolutely chills them to the bone because it's never happened in modern American politics. And as you said, if you actually look at the people who are voting for him, as I did earlier, it proves that he's not being a divisive character because you have The Guardian coming out with, you know, who votes for Donald Trump? It's gay Arab Muslim students. It's liberal left-wing college professors. The Arab Muslim students petrified of mass immigration changing society because in many cases these people have worked hard. They've emigrated legally. They've done it the right way. You've got liberal college professors petrified of these social justice warriors who aren't liberals. So you've got a huge cross-section of people. The Muslim support for Donald Trump outweighs all the rest of the GOP candidates combined. I mean,
and I was about to say, that's huge numbers. Louis Farrakhan basically has endorsed him to us first and then again two more times, saying he's a nationalist, he's not owned by the globalists, and he went on to say, you can't bring in radical Muslims, they're going to give everybody a bad name. Obviously, you've got to vet people from a terror zone and at least look at their papers. I mean, and that's the outrageous racism of Donald Trump. And then you got the crazy left doubling down, or not the left, the fascist cult mutations that they've turned into, with Bernie Sanders saying white people have never, been poor. That's what Melissa Harris-Perry is saying. No one ever worked hard but black people when they said Paul Ryan will work hard to, you know, do this and that. They spin everything into some race-based system to traumatize not just white people or anybody else, but black people and others. Imagine being traumatized with that as you're a kid, told you see a brown paper bag if they want to be mean to you. You see a hall named Lynch. It scares you. You see the attorney general's name. You pee your pants. Oh, my gosh. Someone said, he's a good spokesman or a good spokeswoman. And we all conform to language. This is a cult of out-of-control freaks, and they don't like the fact that Trump is uncontrolled and a wild man and will bring back in riot.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Waging war on corruption. It's Alex Jones coming to you live from the front lines of the info war.
So I got cut off by the break. I walked all over it. Again, Alex Jones here back live. I didn't finish my point. They are afraid. The establishment hates Donald Trump. Not because he's a focal point for populism. That's a small part of it. Not because even of his policies. They are scared of him because he literally does whatever he wants. They're scared of him because he doesn't listen to policy wonks and he is his own man. And I've analyzed him. I've spent a year investigating him. And Donald Trump is for real. And I can say that unequivocally. It's not some double cross. He is an unknown country. He is a genie in a bottle. They know it's coming out of the bottle, and they don't know what kind of genie this is. They just know there's green smoke shooting out. And they're scared. Now, that said, I'm scared of Donald Trump, too. I've really spent a lot of time thinking about this, and I'm going to be honest with everybody. I'm scared of Donald Trump. I overall think he is probably a good man. He's a super type A personality. More and more research is coming out with double Y and all these other chromosomes that like men like him have. There's also genetic things that happen with these guys that can work 20 hours a day and just love to fight and love to do stuff. You know, it's like a breed of, you know, German Shepherd that's the best at, you know, going into a building and going after folks and following orders. You know, this is in different people. And some of it's for strength, some of it's for smarts, some of it is for deal making, just being competitive. It's almost OCD. You get around a lot of powerful, smart people and you learn what they're into is it possesses them. It is them. They love to fight. They love to work hard. They love to climb mountains. They love to push their bodies to the edge. Trump is a very interesting person. And they're scared of him because he's a man. And he's not going to listen to them and do what they say. And he's not a eugenicist. He's not anti-human. He clearly has narcissistic traits like any successful person does. But he has big dreams and he wants humanity to do well. He likes pretty things. You look at the psychology of the Clintons and how they hire a bunch of really ugly, gross people to be around them and run things. And it's okay if somebody's physically ugly, but nice inside. No, they also hire really nasty people inside. And that's been shown in psychology to be part of a loathing and a hatred for humanity. Trump likes women. He likes having children. He likes wealth. He is like the ghost of Christmas present. Jolly old elf. They don't like that. Now, when I say I'm scared of him, he could be manipulated. He could be tricked. He could be maneuvered by different factions if he gets in. And things could get out of control. But I'm more scared of the globalists because they have the whole thing rigged, but they're doing psychotic things like starting wars, genetic engineering, human clones, chimeras, thousands of other insane things, dumping glyphosates in the food and water, forcibly injecting us. And it is the people's will to vote for who they want. So I would say the evil spirit that runs the New World Order doesn't like Donald Trump for real. And so we have to be behind Donald Trump. But who knows what that is all going to lead into. But we are about to see spectacular things happen in the future. They don't want your populism vented. They don't want you to see that it bears fruit so you get confident. That's part of it, as I said. But the power structure wants to keep full control for itself, the bureaucracy, the political class. They're already out of control. They're a bunch of anti-human scum. They enjoy putting people down and hurting people. Donald Trump doesn't. He likes fighting bullies, people that attack him. Well, so do I. That's a normal trait. You're not a sadist if somebody's beating you up and you finally get a shot in and knock them down. You get satisfied because you've survived. That's not being sadistic. Sadistic's pulling the legs off frogs like George W. Bush bragged he did, sticking firecrackers in their mouths, torturing animals. That's sadistic. And these people are sadistic, basically globalists. We're going to stand up against them. All right, folks, I'm going to throw this over to Paul Watson to speak more on this. I've got more special reports coming up as well. I'm going to be on tomorrow as well. But the next few days, I'm taking care of a bunch of family matters and getting a bunch of business things done. Really exciting, positive things happening. Also, some of the biggest attacks ever from the globalists going on behind the scenes. So pray for us and understand that all we can do is be pure of heart and give it to God and be the best we can every day. And so I thank you all for your prayers and your ongoing support. I'm so proud of the team that we've assembled with your help in the last 20 years that is now InfoWars. Just all of them are amazing people, and I'm just honored to know Paul Watson for 15 years since he was like 19 years old. And now here he is, 33, 34. Really honored to know you, Paul. Love you. And I love your brother, and I just love Leanne and Jakari and McBreen and Du and David Knight and all the crew, the writers, everybody. We really are in a ship engaging the enemy as hard as we can. We're committed, and amazing things are happening around us. And Donald Trump's only the beginning. He is a manifestation. The elite stared at him because he's a real guy, and they don't control him. And he's pro-life. And I mean that in a larger sense, pro-human, not just babies. And They're also scared of populist movements spreading. This shows how bankrupt the establishment is with the lowest approval rating in history. And they can't put the genie back in the bottle. So the genie's out. We better try to be nice to the genie and direct the genie so that it doesn't tear things up. But this genie is not part of the New World Order. Donald Trump is not that. And there's going to be more coming out of Pandora's box now because the elite have brought in chaos. They have sowed the whirlwind. Infowars.com/show. Spread that link to everyone you know. And stations you're listening to, spread that link. And buy the products at InfowarsLife.com, InfowarsStore.com. The more money you spend, the stronger we can be to have the reporters, to get more reporters, more writers, and withstand like a seawall. Money is the seawall in this modern world. It's energy. And I'm a bomber going in against the enemy territory. I need fuel, and I need information that is weapons. And I will go in enemy territory. I am committed like a human cruise missile. I'm going into my target. And I will not stop. But your funds, your prayers, your support, your commitment, your allegiance is what I need. I give you my allegiance and my commitment to never falter or waver in the enemy's face. So help me, God. And again, go with God. Ask for Christ's empowerment. Paul Watson.
There goes Alex Jones. And again, on the subject of Donald Trump, which Alex was getting into there, he's talking about his personal behavior, which is interesting if you look into it. You know, this is a guy who doesn't drink a drop of alcohol. This is a guy who's never done drugs in his life. And I don't care if you do that. That's part of your personal lifestyle. That's your choice. This guy is completely focused. He's completely committed. He's consumed. He's obsessed by what he does. He's a workaholic. And you can often judge, you know, how true people are, how authentic they are, by the kind of personal lifestyle they lead. He doesn't even shake anybody's hand because he doesn't want to get ill. He doesn't want to pick up germs. So that gives you an insight into, you know, how focused he is, how committed he is. We got this article out of Gateway Pundit. This is very interesting. Sorry, Mitt. RNC rules state GOP nominee must have won 8 states to be considered candidate at convention. So, of course, we know that the Republican establishment have now basically, they've not even really thrown their support behind Rubio or Cruz. They've thrown their support behind Hillary Clinton because they're trying to get this brokered convention. We could see Mitt Romney, the 2-time presidential loser who likes to lecture everybody about the state of the presidential race, come in at a later stage to try and take away these delegates from Trump. But on Fox News Sunday, Rush Limbaugh pointed out that even with a brokered convention, the Republican nominees must have won a majority of delegates in at least 8 states. So far, only one candidate qualifies with 12 state victories, Donald Trump. So even if the GOP establishment wants to nominate a Paul Ryan or Mitt Romney, which we speculated and Roger Stone has speculated could happen, they couldn't because they have not won a majority of delegates in any state, let alone 8 states. This is a convention rule. It was adopted at the 2012 convention. So they're going to actually change the rules of their own convention if they want to get Mitt Romney or Paul Ryan in at this brokered convention. So those are the lengths they're going to have to go to. But again, going back to Trump, you know what you're going to get with Marco Rubio. You know that now. You're going to get a sellout. You know what you're going to get with Hillary Clinton. You're going to get a sellout. And even if Trump has flip-flopped on some of these issues, which, let's be fair, he has, at least he's unpredictable. At least you know that if the right people are talking to him, you can sway his opinion. We saw that with the refugee issue. You know, Trump came out initially and said, yeah, we should just let all these migrants come in there. They're suffering. It's a humanitarian disaster. He obviously wasn't knowledgeable about the situation at the time, which is that, you know, 4/5 of these people weren't from Syria. The vast majority of them were young men. They weren't families. And ISIS, in their own documents, has openly come out and said, we're going to infiltrate terrorists along with these, quote, refugees. And they did it before the Paris massacre. Those were the issues. Those were the reasons why I and many other people have opposed the mass influx of Muslim migrants without proper vetting. Trump wasn't knowledgeable about that at the time. So he said, yeah, let's just let them all in. He got absolutely panned for that and subsequently changed his opinion. So, yes, there's an unsure atmosphere about the fact that he's unpredictable, and, yes, he does flip-flop. But if you get a Marco Rubio, If you get a Hillary Clinton, they're not going to flip-flop on the base fundamentals of supporting the military-industrial complex, of involving America in all these pointless, disastrous foreign wars, the very kind that led to Libya, to Syria, to this humanitarian disaster in the first place. At least you know with Donald Trump, you've got a chance to prevent that. And that's one of the reasons why even many on the left now, again, 1,000 people in Ohio turning from Democrat to Republican, are voting for Donald Trump. We'll be back after the break. This is the Alex Jones Show live, Infowars.com.
Raise the next generation of patriot leaders? Take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, moles, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
Are you looking to sell body armor? Want to make extra money selling body armor at your local gun shows? With low minimum buys and great returns, KD Armor is the answer. Make money in your spare time. It's American-made body armor with the quickest turnaround in the industry, which means you get your product when you need it at very competitive rates. And they'll ship it to you for free. If you own a business, give them a call today at 855-488-KD. That's 855-488-2284. Or go to KDArmor.com. Come and take it.
We've got it.
Alright, you are a ghost.
We are back on the Alex J. Jones Show. Now, if you thought that Mark Dice couldn't top his previous videos in exposing the American public's alarming lack of knowledge about their own country's history, then think again. Here's Mark Dice's latest video.
Who is our nation's capital named after?
Oh, my God. Okay. See, why you ask me something? Can I Google it?
Nope. Got it. It should be in your memory.
No,
our nation's capital, named after who?
Okay, who's the name? What's my name? Why are you leaving? This will be helping
me. Over you, just you.
Oh, my God. Okay, the nation's capital. The nation's capital. Okay, the okay.
Who is the nation's capital named after?
I don't know. I give up. I plead the fifth.
Who is our nation's capital named after?
Our nation's capital?
Who is it named after?
I have no idea. Yeah. Tell us.
The capital of America. It's named after a certain person.
I have no idea.
George Washington?
Are you sure?
No, I don't really care.
It doesn't matter about these things, right?
Right.
So you're not really sure who it's named after?
No.
No.
Google it.
You can Google it. Okay. You do that.
I'm going to have to go with, I don't know.
George Washington.
Okay. We got to talk to the millennials. They've lost their minds. They won't know.
They're not going to have a clue.
No, thank you. I like that shirt.
Thank you.
You getting the shirt in there? Our nation's capital is named after who?
I don't know. Man, I just woke up.
You just
What is this for, anyway?
Where'd you get that shirt at?
I don't remember.
What does the shirt stand for?
I love Washington, D.C.
Uh-huh. Who was that city named after?
Washington.
There we go. Who?
Washington.
Who Washington?
Washington, Washington.
First name. What's his first name?
Man, I'm having a blank right now.
Anything?
It's not coming to me right now.
Right. Well, that's a nice shirt.
Thank you.
I'm
just out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Sorry about that. Quick question for you.
Okay.
Our nation's capital is named after who?
Our nation's capital is Washington, D.C. And I don't know who it's named after.
A president. Some president. I don't know. Is it you?
You're on the right track.
George Washington?
Okay, good for you. We're just checking.
Okay.
All right.
So I pass?
Yeah. Our nation's capital is named after who?
Oh, God, this is Jay Leno thing.
I'll look to him for help.
Answer the question.
Yep.
Lincoln.
Lincoln, D.C.
Washington.
Okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay. All right.
Who is our nation's capital named after?
We're Italians.
No.
Oh, you're Italians. Oh, this would be even better. The capital of America
is
the
named,
city.
After named George after. Washington.
You're right, it is. You guys are on vacation from Italy?
Yeah.
That is awesome. We're just talking to stupid Americans. Many of them don't know who our nation's capital is named after.
How is that possible?
Because they just lost their minds.
Yeah.
Okay.
You think Americans are overwhelmingly dumber than Italians?
Yes.
Probably.
You won't offend me at all.
Sometimes.
Sometimes. Yeah.
In many cases, probably.
And a lot fatter, too. Right?
Probably, yes.
I saw a lot of videos like this one.
Oh, yeah. Making fun of Americans is a pastime.
Nice. Yeah.
Thank you. So have a good vacation.
You too. Bye.
This video, again, the most alarming thing about that is not that they didn't know the answer to the question, it's that many of them just didn't care. You had a guy with an I Love Washington, D.C. shirt on who didn't know the answer to the question. And again, the visiting tourists from Italy are the only ones that know the answer. Absolutely alarming once again. Just got time to tell you about Silver Bullet, 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. for a limited time, get sellable at colloidal silver for an unprecedented 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. We've sold out on several products. We're expecting to sell out of Silver Bullet after this flash sale ends. So this is your opportunity to get your Silver Bullet 50% off at InfoWarsLife.com. It supports the broadcast. It supports our expansion. So please go to InfoWarsLife.com. We'll be back after the break with Lauren Southern. Stay tuned.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
It's no secret that pathogens such as bacteria, viruses, molds, and fungus can inflict severe damage in the human body. Fortunately, a new and vastly improved silver solution has been developed. Supernatural Silver is a revolutionary broad-spectrum antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal solution that can be used inside the body as well as on the skin. Supernatural Silver is unique and superior to colloidal and ionic silvers, using a patented technology that is highly effective against colds, flus, infections, food poisoning, and yeast, in addition to many other pathogens. Supernatural Silver is scientifically supported, extremely safe, and is the number one choice of thousands of people for immune system support. Find out how Supernatural Silver could change your life. Go to supernaturalsilver.com and use the promo code HEALTHY for 20% off. That's supernaturalsilver.com. And like us on Facebook.
Over the years, there have been a lot of powerful advancements in the field of science and nutraceuticals. Youngevity integrates years of scientific research into creating fantastic products like Beyond Tangy Tangerine, plant-derived minerals, and much more. Youngevity also offers you an ingenious way to augment your income. And the best part? You'll be helping your friends and family along the way. Visit InfoWarsTeam.com today. Become a member. Get discounts on the amazing products and free shipping when you sign up for AutoShip, and you're able to promote the products to friends and family and neighbors in your community and make money while helping people at the same time. Another win-win. That's why I'm a member of the Longevity team at InfoWarsTeam.com, and you can be too. It's simple. Just go to InfoWarsTeam.com today. Complete a short sign-up, and you're part of the team. That's InfoWarsTeam.com or InfoWarsHealth.com. So many people call into my radio show and tell me how Longevity and the products at InfoWarsTeam.com have changed their lives. Check it out for yourself today.
Hey, I rode the elevator with you, but I don't work on the upper floors. I just want to squeeze in there right next to you, so the RFID scanner in my pocket can capture all your personal information, your debit and credit cards, even your work ID badge. So your identity is now my identity. Going up, so am I.
For over 10 years, ID Stronghold has pioneered RFID blocking wallets and ID badge holders for consumers, the U.S. military, and even the executive office of the president. Shouldn't you be protected too? ID Stronghold wallets cost about the same as wallets in most stores, but give you extra protection.
I'm Wal Augustinowicz, founder and CEO of ID Stronghold. Don't be a victim of electronic pickpocketing. Protect yourself from crimes you can't see with ID Stronghold wallets, card sleeves, and purses.
Visit IDStronghold.com and get the original RFID blocking wallets and badge holders. IDStronghold.com.
You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Amen. Last night at 10:30, that baby of mine wouldn't let me in. So move it on over.
Move it on over.
Move it on over.
We're back on the Alex Jones Show live with Joseph Watson. And I'm delighted to be joined by Lauren Southern, who, of course, is a Libertarian Party candidate, activist, and YouTuber. She works with the Rebel Media. And if you want an example of somebody who's built a platform, who has become fantastically successful in reaching new people just over the course of the past, what, 8-9 months alone, this is somebody who's got 23 million views on one video alone on Facebook, her Why I'm Not a Feminist video. This is somebody who's really risen to prominence over the course of the last 8 months, really a shining example to everyone else who thinks that they can't have an impact, that they can't build an independent media platform, that they can't have their own megaphone, because she's proven that that's entirely possible. And that's made her a target And we saw that in evidence once again over the weekend when she was assaulted by the liberal, tolerant, leftist social justice warriors. We're going to show that video as she's talking about it. But Lauren, welcome to the show.
Hi, Paul. Thanks for having me.
So just to explain to the listeners what this event was, why you were there, and then tell us what happened.
Sure. I'll try to make it as short as possible. It's a bit of a long story, but we were supposed to have a speaker, Augustus Sol Invictus, come up to Vancouver. He's an interesting guy. Obviously, not a lot of people. There's mixed feelings about him, but either way, it was going to be a fascinating speech. And these anti-fascist protesters who are convinced he's a neo-Nazi with very little evidence called the place we were planning on having the speech and got it shut down at the Railway Club by harassing them until they shut down our event. And then because they had sent him threats online and were planning on having a violent protest against him, he was not allowed into the country. They actually stopped him at the border and told him, sorry, you cannot come into Canada because you'll just stir up trouble. And so we ended up just having a drinking night downtown, and all of these anti-fascist protesters had still shown up to be around the area that we were in, wearing balaclavas, masks, covering their faces, all wearing black. And we kind of got into an argument with them about free speech. Like, why would you guys not support free speech? So, and I saw one of the girls I knew from the slut walk who had created a petition about me, lying about me, saying that, sent it to my employer, sent it to my party, trying to get me fired. And I got into a discussion with her. We talked about gender politics. And I guess I triggered them enough that someone came up behind me and poured what I believe to be pop over my face and hair. And I was like, oh my goodness. And then one of my friends is like, Lauren, that smells like piss. I think that might be piss. Plus, these people had said they were
playing. We can see the video now that they're playing the video. So, was it ever determined what the substance was?
Well, I mean, honestly, I couldn't smell it that well, but the two guys I was with, I was like, guys, please tell me this is pop. Please tell me it's pop. And they're like, Lauren, I can smell it. I'm pretty confident it's this. So, I'd say there's, plus they had said on the page they were going to bring urine. I still would like to keep my hopefulness that it is just pop, but it's very likely that it was.
And the hate crime that you committed was you were just calmly having a debate with these people. You said there were only two genders. That was the vitriolic hate speech that triggered this individual, which, I mean, we couldn't even tell who it was at first because they all had their faces covered, of course, these anti-fascists who exhibit all the characteristics of fascists. They violently assault people with whom they disagree. So did you ever find out who actually poured this substance over your head?
I think I have, like, people have been sending me their own personal videos they had on their phone, and I believe it was a female that did it. I'm not 100% confident, but in the video, I believe it was a female that ran off. I don't plan on pressing charges. I honestly don't want to waste the police time with this nonsense. I'm not going to play the professional victim. Choosing to be a victim after the fact of being harassed or something and acting like a victim is a choice. All I had to do was take a shower. I've been getting terrible tweets from people saying I deserved it, saying you look like a drowned rat, get cancer, but I can ignore those as well. I don't have to be a professional victim about this. I'm just exposing the regressive left. And it's amazing to see these people who are supposedly protesting fascism, showing up with their faces hidden, assaulting people, and shutting down free speech.
Well, these are the most odious people, imagine.
Guys, great job.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, I've been at protests with these kind of individuals. You know, they're mostly whiny, privileged teenagers. They claim to represent minorities and poor people. At the end of the protest, you know, their parents come and pick them up in their top-of-the-range Mercedes. They're complete hypocrites. But I wanted to ask you about, you know, how did the white knight male feminists on Twitter react to a woman getting assaulted for her opinion? They must have leapt to your defense, right?
Well, oh, yeah, definitely. No, I've been getting – I thought I would get at least a few people with the little feminist and pronouns in their profiles saying, like, this is wrong. But every single person that has said, good, I'm happy this happened, you deserved it, has had feminist or their pronouns in their profile and been a complete social justice warrior. It's fascinating. And for some of them, I'm honestly a little impressed because I'm like, wow, you do have the cognitive, you do have the cognitive abilities to question what a woman is saying. You do have the cognitive abilities to say, I need proof. I'm going to call you a liar until I have proof. So, and I don't necessarily agree with calling someone a liar until they show you proof, but it's like, why can't you apply this to everyone and be skeptical of everyone's stories until you're given proof? Why just the people you disagree with? Why just the people you disagree with are you saying you're making this up for attention? It's just phenomenal to see that.
Yo, yeah, they're now actually accusing you of just fabricating the whole incident. But I mean, right, if this has happened to one of them, right? We have them whining every single day about mean tweets. Meanwhile, they're physically blocking people at Ben Shapiro lectures. They're giving out bomb threats to Gamergate meetups. But if somebody on our side, the libertarian side or whatever you want to call it, did the same thing to them, they would whine about it for weeks, you know, about how it was a dangerous indication about how they're being violently oppressed and how it was violent intimidation. They do this kind of thing routinely, and they get away with it because, as you said, you're not going to press charges. The police have got better things to do. Do you think at some point we have to push back just to send the message that this isn't acceptable?
I'd like to think we can win by just being – in fact, I think we are winning people over by just showing we're more reasonable. I'm seeing people in the comments section saying, this is why I'm no longer an SJW regressive liberal, because their actions have proved – who they are. So go ahead, liberals or regressive left. Keep pulling fire alarms. Keep throwing drinks. Please no acid attacks. Just drinks and or even urine on people, because you are exposing yourselves for the hateful people that you are when you do this. And if you keep showing the rest of the world this, I really hope they will follow suit in challenging your regressive tactics. And yeah, just...
You know, as a straight white cisgendered male, God forbid, I would expect to get more hate than you, right? But from everything I've seen, you get 10 times the amount of hate as anyone. Even like the most prominent, you know, anti-SJWs, the men, you get the hate, and it's mostly from feminist women, right? So we have this thing about, you know, feminists demanding that we have this pretense of equality when it comes to diversity of opinion, yet when you express your diversity of opinion, they come down on you hard. Have you noticed that you get more heat from women than men who they would deride as sexist and misogynist?
Yeah, well, I'm a gender traitor, right? So it only makes sense. I'm supposed to agree with them naturally. And you know what's hilarious is whenever I disagree with them, I always get the, I bet you've never been raped. That's why you disagree with us. They assume there must be something wrong with her. She's a woman. She has to agree with us. Oh, she wasn't raped. And it's unreal the excuses they come up with for me not agreeing with them. I mean, I have my own ability to think on my own. Women in general have their own ability to make their own decisions. You just don't want them to. You want them to all fall in line. And it's amazing that hashtag believe women does not apply to me. It does not apply to women who are on the wrong side of politics.
And of course, I mean, you have, if you take their definition of rape, which is, you know, basically just any kind of vocal sexual advance whatsoever, then everybody's been raped, I guess.
Yeah.
But there was a comment which I want to focus on. This was a comment left in response to this incident, and we can roll this video again of you being assaulted with the urine or whatever it was. This is how one of these leftists responded. Quote, unfortunate she wasn't killed. If you can't convince a fascist, acquaint their head with the pavement. So that's a supposed anti-fascist advocating that we cave a 20-year-old woman's head in because she disagrees with their opinion. Now, you know, correct me if I'm wrong, but who's the fascist here?
Right. I don't think these people know what libertarianism is. These people are desperate to find racism, Nazism in everything. They are going to event, libertarian events, just hoping that there is something they can be offended by. And it's fascinating, all the comments, like even just, you can't really hear them in the video that's there, but I have a recording that you might be able to hear them on my phone, where people are saying, oh, I hope that washed the scum off you, giving me the middle finger. All the feminist chicks were laughing at me after I was assaulted. It's like, that's a very feminist reaction. On Twitter, lots of people saying I deserved it. And you're right, the comments saying she should have been killed. I mean, I should be pulling in Anita Sarkeesian right now. I should start my Patreon and start getting victim bucks.
You should go to the United Nations and do a speech immediately.
Right.
But another thing I wanted to talk about was, I mentioned your video on Facebook, which 23 million views on this one video on Facebook. I mean, I got some heat for the Islam video, and I think this is where it's coming from. You've been censored on Facebook repeatedly over the past few weeks. You've been suspended for basically milquetoast, mild comments, jokes. Explain to people what's happening with the Facebook censorship.
Right. I thought Twitter was getting bad with the shadow banning, but Facebook is just straight out banning people, suspending their accounts. I just had mine suspended for 3 days, unable to post, because I posted a joke about feminism. It was quite clearly a joke that did not violate any of Facebook's standards, and it was posted around 2-3 months ago as well. So they're looking through my feed to find things to ban me for. Someone was just banned last week for saying that someone on FemFreak was using an ad hominem attack. We are getting banned for pointing out fallacies, for just questioning leftist ideology. It is amazing how little they care to even hide the fact that they are just banning people for their views. And I believe you sent me this morning a post that was from a guy who was making anti-white speech. It was racist against whites. And he said, I have friends at Facebook, so my week-long ban only lasted for 5 hours. If you don't think there's something going on here, if you don't think there is preference politically with these bans on Facebook, you are dead wrong. Dead wrong. And
no, I mean, this is the case. We have Twitter. We've got the admitted reports now about Twitter that they've got insiders who are overseeing these shadow bans. As you said, we've got this leftist Tim Wise who basically got banned for some racist thing he said against white people. Because what's going on is we've got now mobs of anti-SJWs using SJW's own tactic against them by mass reporting their posts. Now, I disagree with that. I mean, I see YouTube videos about me removed for hate speech constantly because a bunch of people are reporting them. And that's, I don't want that. I mean, I don't agree with that. That's not my principle. But we've got it happening now where they've got people on the inside that are coming and saying, yeah, we can get that ban lifted because we agree with you politically. And people say, well, why don't you just get off Facebook? Why don't you just build your own social network? Well, that's impossible for a start because Facebook and Twitter, that's where the battleground is. And you spend years and years, right, building up your social media platform. It takes hours, hundreds of hours of effort, sometimes years. You have to build that up. It's a lot of work. So that's why we care about being censored on Twitter and Facebook. It's not a matter of saying, oh, if your video gets taken down off YouTube, just put it up on your own website. No, because the audience is at YouTube. We're fighting on their battleground, right?
And the scary part here is you're seeing a lot of libertarians that are trying to make a fair point, saying these are private companies. They are free to do that. I have to actually disagree with that point because these are companies that are involved politically. You see Zuckerberg meeting with Merkel, and that is no longer just an issue of a private company. This is political influence. This is politics influencing the public on a platform that is widely used by the public. They're using it to win elections, to change people's mind on very important political issues. And it's so much more than just this is a private company. This is political. This is 100% political. And they're going to affect elections with this. They're going to affect how the world moves forward using these social media platforms and with censorship. And it's a bit scary to think if one of us were just banned permanently from both Facebook, what would happen? There have been people, I can't even remember their names. There was a guy who ran a site similar to Drudge Report on Twitter, and he was just permanently banned. No one remembers his name anymore. Everyone's forgotten about him, and it's very scary to think that could happen. So people need to fight back. They need to make sure that doesn't happen to people with dissenting views.
You talk about influencing elections. I mean, I'm looking at a post now which got somebody suspended on Twitter This is what he said. This is a quote. Trump never said all Mexicans. He specifically talked about illegal immigrants. Last time I checked, Islam is not a race. And if you are so worried about Nazi ideology, worry about Bernie Sanders, who is a socialist, as Hitler and the Nazi party were. That was removed from Facebook. So now you can't defend a statement that Donald Trump made, or you can't attack Bernie Sanders politically with a legitimate comment without being banned on Facebook. So if this is the standard, then yes, it's going to influence elections. And as you said, it has real-world consequences. I mean, there was a guy in the Netherlands who got a home visit from the police because he sent out a tweet saying that he thought his government's refugee plan was a bad policy. That's all he said. He got a home visit from the police. So now we've got, with this expansion of hate speech to include basically anything and having the wrong political opinion, it's leading to official oppression. So that makes it a bigger issue than, oh, Twitter and Facebook are just private companies. They're now fused together, working directly with governments to meter out this official oppression for people who have the wrong opinions, correct?
Right. And it's hilarious to see, like, when Milo went to the White House press meeting and said, are you guys going to do something about this? They suddenly pull out the conservative, oh, it's a private company argument that they would never use in any other case. They would condemn the companies. I can't remember what it was, something, Chick-fil-A. They would condemn something like Chick-fil-A that was anti-gay in 2008. But suddenly it's a private company when it comes to censorship against conservatives.
And, yeah, like Melissa Gates is a private company, but they got hounded and harassed. You know, they got put out of business. We'll be back, though, after the break with Lauren Southern. Going to tell you how you can reach her on her YouTube channel. Also going to hear a final few news stories here on the final segment of The Alex Jones Show Live, Infowars.com. Don't go away. We'll be back.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCM. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Wildfires, hurricanes, tornadoes, earthquakes, a crashing economy. Are you ready? At best, your local stores have a 3-day supply of food. Will your family have to fight over what's left? Are you willing to gamble your family's safety that it'll never happen to you? Be wise and be ready with 25-year shelf life Wise Food Storage. Wise Food Storage provides affordable, ready-made gourmet meals with a super long 25-year shelf life. Meals like pasta Alfredo, cheesy lasagna, breakfast, dessert, drinks, and snacks
scraps. Just add water and your family is eating delicious food instead of fighting for scraps in a food riot. Try it free. Order a no-obligation free sample meal delivered right to your front door. And for a limited time, get a 10% discount and free shipping on all orders. Once done, you're set for 25 years. Be wise and be ready with Wise Food Storage. Call for your free sample now. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505. 800-803-5505.
Southern, assaulted by balaclava-wearing fascists who call themselves anti-fascists for daring to have a different opinion. Her opinion was to say there were only two genders. And for that hate crime, she got urine dumped over her head from the tolerant, loving liberals. Lauren, just final comments on this. Tell us where it's going. You said you're not going to press charges. Is this the end of the matter as far as you're concerned? Tell us your future plans coming up and how people can find you on YouTube and Twitter.
For sure. No, I'm not going to press charges just because I don't want to waste police time. If anything happens similar to that, that's worse, I probably will, obviously. But I don't want to be a professional victim. I just want to clarify to people that you may be victimized in some way, but acting like a victim is a choice. You don't have to act like a victim after the fact. You can laugh it off. You have to find the humor in these things and in life in general. And I wish feminists could do that as well. We'd get along a lot better if they did. And we might upload more footage to the Rebel Media. If you want to see more of my stuff, please check out therebel.media. You can find me on Twitter at Lauren_Southern or my YouTube channel, which you can just search my name, Lauren Southern.
Okay, Lauren, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.
There goes Lauren Southern. Be sure to check out her on YouTube and Twitter. Again, she's the target of most of this hate and harassment, while social justice warriors whine about being harassed because somebody disagrees with them on Twitter, like Gregory Allen Elliott, who was dragged through court for 2 years and basically had his life ruined because he disagreed with a feminist. She's taking the heat right now because she's got viral videos out there in which she dares to disagree with their opinion, which, according to them, is a form of violence. They feel violently threatened if you disagree with them politically and respond by violently assaulting people, because they're not hypocrites at all, of course not. And on that subject, of course, we had the death of Nancy Reagan over the weekend, Ronald Reagan's wife, former First Lady. Compare the vitriol spewed by leftists after her death to the kind of stuff that they whine about when it comes from conservatives. This is out of alanbus.com. Within 30 minutes, look what liberals were posting about Nancy Reagan's death. So basically, Breitbart collected this sample of tweets in the immediate aftermath. There was no time to relent after it was announced that Nancy Reagan had died. I can't even read out these tweets because they're so vitriolic and profane. One of them says, "I told my pops that Nancy Reagan died today, and he said, let the good times roll." Here's another one. "Nancy Reagan dies at 94. Who gives an F? Mike Brown died at 18. Yes, Mike Brown, the criminal who tried to grab Officer Darren Wilson's gun and then charged at him and was shot dead. That's the equivalency they're making. Here's another one. "A moment of silence, please. Okay, that's enough. F Nancy Reagan." Here's another one. "Yes, so happy Nancy Reagan died. Mad it took so long." It goes on and on and on. So after every single, you know, anyone basically linked with being a conservative dies, the vitriol, the hate, the profanity is spewed on Twitter in the immediate aftermath. This is because these people have no class whatsoever. They're violent. They're intolerant. They harass people while complaining about being harassed. Classic victim mentality. They're cry bullies. We see it over and over again. And yet over on Facebook, somebody who dares to defend a Donald Trump statement or question Bernie Sanders is immediately censored. Lauren Southern's been censored. She's only just getting back on Facebook today for making a joke or simply retweeting, reposting somebody who made a joke about feminism. This is important because it has real-world consequences. We're going to be back in the next segment. I'll be here for the next short segment on the Alex Jones Show Live. That's going to wrap it up for the initial 3-hour broadcast InfoWars Nightly News tonight. Thanks for joining us, InfoWars.com.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.